Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. It is ironic that the man whose ship participated in the shelling of the village of Angoon went on to become a great friend to the Alaska Native people. The reason for this is perhaps best summed up by Captain Mike Hell-Roaring Healy's standing order: never make a promise to a Native you do not intend to keep to the letter. Today, Native elders still tell stories of Alaska's Black King and his Fire Canoe, the name given to his most famous ship, the Bear. Even though he was vilified by some as a drunkard, prone to heavy-handed discipline, Captain Healy stood for law and order on all lands and waters of Alaska in the late 1800s, and if you were to ask in Alaska then, who is the greatest man in America, the instant answer would be, why, Mike Healy. He is the United States. He holds in these parts a power of attorney for the whole country. Born with fair skin and blue eyes in 1839, he kept the secret that he was the fifth child of 10 from a union between an Irish-American Georgia plantation owner and his common-law wife, an African-American slave. Commissioned as a lieutenant in the U.S. Revenue Cutter Service by President Lincoln, Mike Healy first arrived in Sitka on November 24, 1865, after sailing around Cape Horn. For the next 20 years, he cut an imposing figure as his ships sailed Alaska's waters, often docking in Sitka. Through his brilliance, determination, and steel will, he would rise to the third highest position in the Revenue Cutter Service, the precursor to the modern Coast Guard, and become the first African-American to attain the rank of captain in any military branch. Yet perhaps most of all, he is known for his partnership with Dr. Sheldon Jackson. While sailing throughout Alaska, Healy saw great hunger in villages resulting from overhunting of fish, seals, and whales. He appealed to Washington to stop indiscriminate hunting of marine life, for high-powered rifles and harpoon guns had made harvests horribly effective. Famine swept throughout the coast, and whole villages were wiped out by starvation. While sailing off Siberia, Healy noticed the Chukchi people were able to sustain themselves by raising reindeer. The lights went on, and the great reindeer experiment was conceived. When the U.S. government took little action on his appeals to stop hunting of native food sources, he teamed with Sheldon Jackson. With help from funds raised by the Presbyterian Women's Association, they began transporting aboard the Bear reindeer and their Siberian handlers to Alaska. Today, Alaska's reindeer industry flourishes with bloodlines descending from Healy and Jackson's transplanted reindeer, and has throughout the years become a source of food and income for many native tribes. Captain Mike Healy once said, "I do not steer by any man's compass but my own." Yes, Captain Healy, you did not steer by any man's compass but your own, and Alaska is a better place for the course you struck. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.